Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, Jimmy Akin, our guest this hour, and you can ask him anything. 888-318-7884. Dial, because those lines fill up when Jimmy's here, especially for an Ask Me Anything. 888-318-7884. If you're Catholic, you can call. If you're not Catholic, you can call. If you're not sure, you can call 888-318-7884. I'm going to start Jimmy off with a question about the Exodus, one that I'd kind of like to know the answer to here. I'd like to see how he tackles it, about whether the Exodus really happened or is it a symbolic kind of thing that the Bible represents. We will get to that in a moment. First of all, Jimmy Akin is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers and the author of a whole bunch of books, including The Bible is a Catholic Book. Hello, Jimmy Akin.
Hello, Cy Kellett. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm feeling pretty good, Jimmy. This is going to be our last day of our quarterly pledge drive today. So in addition to having you answer those questions that are coming in at 888-318-7884, we will also be asking folks to pick up the phone and call and support what we do here at Catholic Answers. That's a different number, of course, 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. And I always kind of like it when the fundraising is coming towards its end, so I'm feeling good about today.
Uh-huh, indeed. It's, people generally don't have fundraising at the top of their favorite things list. It is necessary that we do it because otherwise we wouldn't have the money to continue the show, but it's something that we try to keep to a minimum. You know, we only have 4 fundraising drives a year, so once every 3 months. We only do it for 3 days during the week. We don't even take a whole week to do it. We don't even do it the whole time.
Right.
That we're exactly on the air for those 3 days. We also answer questions. So we really do try to keep the amount of fundraising to a minimum. But when we do it, we do need your help. And we especially need it today. My understanding is that our first day of the drive went okay.
Yep.
Yesterday, though, was a real, real, real struggle. So we are behind where we need to be.
Yeah.
And we especially need people to help us out today because it's the last day of the drive. We're not going to do this again for 3 months. And we need to be funded in the way that will allow Catholic Answers and all the other work of Catholic Answers Live and all the other work of Catholic Answers to keep going. So please do pick up the phone and give us a call. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com if you don't want to use the phone. And you can do that 24 hours a day. You can even do that when we're not on the air. So you can do it if you're listening to this on a delay, if you're watching on YouTube or listening via podcast or however you're doing it. If you see value in the work of Catholic Answers Live and you want to help us out and you want to help us keep going, it doesn't matter when, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. However, we've made it really easy for you to be able to get a hold of us right now and help us out. We have 12 of our colleagues who are at their desks waiting for your phone call. We don't use a call center. We use our own Catholic Answers employees, and they're waiting to hear from you right now. So pick up the phone and give us a call. The number, again, is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. And we've got some matching.
We do.
That we're trying to do. Cy Kellett, why don't you tell us about that?
We've got a big match this hour, a $25,000 dollar-for-dollar match, which means any dollar that you give this hour will be matched 100% up to $25,000. So, simple arithmetic there. If you give 10, that's 20 to us. If you give 100, that's 200 to us. If you give 1,000, that is 2,000 to us. 888 888- 888-291-8000. There's our first call for today. Thank you very much. First couple calls, 888-291-8000. In addition to that match, that $25,000 match we've got this hour, we continue. We have some more match money left in a separate fund given to us by donors who would like to match, again, a second time, anything that is $500 or more. So if you can make a $500 gift right now, if you can make a $5,000 gift, all the way up to $25,000, that is going to be matched twice. Just think of a $500 gift right now is $1,500 to us. 888-291-8000.
And Cy Kellett, whenever people give to us, whenever they support the work that we're doing, we want to say thank you to them. And so we have a number of thank yous that we'd like to send you for your donation. Cy Kellett, can you tell us about what those are right now?
Well, first of all, Jimmy, we've got the Catholic Answers Defenders, which really is an amazing thing. There's new things given out to Catholic Answers Defenders every month. Sometimes it's behind-the-scenes interviews. Sometimes it's special writing that we can send out to you. We also do special events for the Catholic Answers Defenders, and that's $20 a month. Right now, if you become a Catholic Answers Defender, we'll send you the Defenders T-shirt and all the other good stuff. And also, every dollar of it, it's $240 if you come in at $20 a month right now. That's matched to us immediately. Maybe you could do a $50 one-time gift, however, and if you can do that, we'd love to send you the newest book we've got here from the Catholic Answers Press. Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him. At $50, your donation will be completely matched, and we'll send you that new book from Trent Horn. As I said, if you can give it the $500 level or above, it will be double matched this hour, up to $25,000. It'll be double matched. We'll send you the book that I just mentioned, the Trent Horn book, and we'll also send you Carlo's newest book, Baptism Now Saves You. So two great books on salvation. Salvation is from the Catholic Church, and Baptism Now Saves You at the $500 level. 888-291-8000.
And Cy, I'm glad you mentioned that, that $500 match where it doubles and becomes $1,000 for us. We're also going to need folks, since it's the last day and we're behind of where we need to be, we're going to need some folks to make larger gifts. So if you're able to do $1,000 or $2,500 or $5,000, we need to hear from you. Now, I understand you may need to check with a spouse or check with a banker or something like that, but now is the time to do that. So please do make whatever checks you need to with whoever you need to check with. But if you're able to give $1,000 or $2,500 or $5,000, today is the day we need to hear from you because we're behind. So once again, the number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
All right. We said I said at the beginning I'd get to that question with Jimmy, and I want to get to that now. Also, there are folks on the line. It's an Ask Me Anything with Jimmy Akin. There are a couple lines open, so if you want to get in there, you can do that as well. But Jimmy, did the Exodus really happen, or is it symbolic?
Yes, it's really happened. Now let's get back to fundraising.
I think people might want a little more on that, but yeah, whatever you got.
Okay. So this is something that's been debated in biblical scholarship for a while, and people have taken different positions. What we don't have is an Egyptian record of Moses and the Israelites leaving. We don't have an explicit statement of that fact, but we do have very strong indications that it happened anyway. And so this is not a position that's unique to, let's say, conservative biblical scholars. There are also liberal biblical scholars who recognize that, yeah, the evidence really does point to the Exodus happening. There are a number of different lines of evidence that point in that direction. One of my favorites is an artifact known as the Merneptah Stela. Now, a stela is a stone monument. It's a few feet tall, typically. It's shaped kind of like a tombstone. You know, it's like a square with kind of a round top. And what the Egyptians would do to commemorate various things is erect stelas. And then they would write on them in hieroglyphics and explain what it is they're commemorating. So like if you're a pharaoh and you want to commemorate your victories in battle, you put up a stela and you have a scribe write down the victories in battle that you want to commemorate. Well, one of the pharaohs in the late 1200s BC was named Merneptah. He was a couple pharaohs after Ramesses II or Ramesses the Great. And he has a stela in which he's celebrating his battle victories. And by the way, Egyptian pharaohs never lost battles. If you read the stelas, they always win. It's just sometimes they keep winning closer and closer to home, almost like they were losing battles and retreating, but they never say that's what's happening.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, they win everything. But on the Merneptah stela, Merneptah is celebrating his victories over various people who live in the Levant. The Levant, it comes from a word that means rise. It's the raised area next to Egypt. It basically where modern Israel is today. That's part of the Levant. And he names a bunch of different peoples that he subjugates, or says he wins battles over. And one of them is Israel. He says he's won battles over Israel. And we know that pharaohs could do that. I mean, Egypt was one of the superpowers of the day. They were stronger than Israel.
Right.
So they could win battles. And we know they did later. In fact, there are records of that in the Bible, of that happening later. But here we have a 13th century record of Merneptah winning a battle over Israel. And there's something very special about the way Israel is referred to. It doesn't just have the name Israel. In Egyptian hieroglyphics, they had several different types of characters. Some of them were alphabetic letters, so you could spell something out phonetically, Israel. But they didn't have vowel signs, so there could be a little confusion about, well, if you're just looking at the consonants of a word, you know, how am I supposed to read this? And so they would do something extra to tell you what it is that, what kind of word is that you're looking at. Like, for example, and they would use what you could call classifiers or determinatives to tell you, it was a special kind of sign that would tell you what kind of category this set of consonants belongs to. The most famous of these is the cartouche. The cartouche is a kind of elongated circle that you see around some Egyptian names, and it was used around the names of the pharaohs. So if you're a pharaoh, you got to put that long circle or cartouche around your name. It's a magical circle that's meant to protect you as pharaoh from magic being used against you. So that's an example. If you're reading along in hieroglyphics and you see a cartouche, oh, that's a pharaoh's name. So don't confuse it with anything else. You know, mentally process those consonants as a pharaoh's name. My favorite determinative is a little bitty bird-like figure, and it's called the evil bird. It looks like a little sparrow, but it's used to signify things that are weak or small or evil.
Oh.
And so I guess they thought sparrows were evil in Egypt. But there's also another classifier or determinative that's used for people who are settled and another in one place, you know, they live somewhere on a regular basis. And then there's another determinative that's used for nomads, people who don't have a settled place.
Uh-huh.
And on the Merneptah stela, it says the name Israel, and then it uses the nomad determinative. So it's referring to Israel not as a settled people, but as a group of nomads. And so this, it looks like that this battle that's commemorated on the Merneptah stela was written during the period when the Israelites were wandering in the desert after they left the Exodus. So that's a piece of archaeological evidence in favor of the Exodus. There are other reasons too. I mentioned there are several lines of evidence. Another one that I think is even stronger is what sometimes called the criterion of embarrassment. You know, people don't like to admit embarrassing things. And so biblical scholars have applied this criterion this principle is used in courtrooms today. For example, if a witness admits something that's embarrassing to the witness, it's more likely to be true than if he said something that wasn't embarrassing. And you can even see how that works with the pharaohs. It would be embarrassing to admit that they lost a battle, so they never admit it. If they did admit it, oh, that would be a real big sign that they're being honest there, because they normally won't admit anything like that. Well, biblical scholars have recognized that if someone in the Bible, if a writer admits something that's embarrassing, it is even more likely to be true than if he said something that wasn't embarrassing. So one of the things that is all over the place in both the Old and the New Testament is the fact that the Israelites were originally slaves in Egypt. Psychelet, if your ancestors were slaves, is that the kind of thing that you would be proud of, or the kind of thing you'd be embarrassed by?
Oh, that's bad. Especially in the ancient world, that's bad. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. So as a result, the criterion of embarrassment would tell us, given how widely acknowledged it is in the Bible that their ancestors were slaves, it's something that indicates the Exodus was a real event. It really happened. If they had been making up a story, they wouldn't have said, oh, yeah, our ancestors were slaves. They would have said, oh, we were created by the gods right here in this land, which we occupy, just like loads of other ancient peoples did. But no, they were honest. They said the embarrassing thing, our ancestors were slaves and God delivered us from slavery. So those are just two pieces of evidence pointing in the direction of the Exodus really happened.
Fascinating. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very, very much. I'll tell you what, we've got some more calls on the line for Jimmy, and we'll get to them as quick as we can. Let me come back to you. Quite a few people did pick up the phone and call, and I thank you. I'll let you know how we're doing towards that $25,000 match. It's a big match this hour, but if we can make that $25,000 match, we are in really good shape. That would be very, very helpful to us. So I will remind you again, there's a $25,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call to make your gift or pledge there. Maybe you could pledge $20 a month. You become a defender, and every dollar of that pledge is going to be matched dollar for dollar. That's $240 extra dollars to us by the time the year, by the time the year is done, you'll have completed that pledge, but we'll get that $240 right in because you make that pledge. 888-291-8000. Maybe you could do that $50 one time gift. We'll send you Trent's new book, Salvation is from the Catholic Church, and it'll be doubled. And maybe you are one of those folks who could do $500 or more, and those will be matched twice right now at 888-291-8000.
And I want to say a special thanks to Daniel from Española, New Mexico, who was able to give us $500. So that's going to be doubled because of the first match. And then it's increased further because of the second match. So Daniel of Española, you've really helped us out. And we, as have other people who've been calling in, we need all the help we can get right now because we're behind where we need to be. But you can help us out by going to 888-291-8000. Our goal for this hour in terms of match is 25,000. And according to the latest statistics I'm looking at, thus far we have only made about $1,700. So we're a quarter of the way through the hour, actually about a third of the way through the hour. We are not yet a third of the way to our match goal. So we do need you to give us a call. We have plenty of lines open for you. Currently, we have three lines that are active, but we've got nine of our fellow Catholic Answers employees sitting there waiting to take your call. So please give us a call, 888-291-8000.
You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And here's a little trick for you. If you are one of those folks that uses Venmo and you've got some Venmo cash in there, there's a place that you can make a Venmo donation at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also do that Venmo donation or any donation at if you just text the word Catholic to 24365. Catholic to 24365. I do want to continue to do the regular programming. I want to make sure that Jimmy gets the opportunity to answer lots of questions. That's what makes the show fun and interesting, and we want to do all of that. Right now, 7 of our colleagues ready to take your calls, however. So I would like to ask again, can we fill up those lines? 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you, you know, one thing we has happened here is we've had donations of everything from stock to wheat. That's right. We've had people donate wheat. So if you've got something, whether some stock that's appreciated that maybe you would like to make a donation from, or just let them know what you'd like to give. It'll all go towards that match. 888-291-8000. 7 lines open. Let's see if we can fill those all up. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. We've had the great pleasure of listening to scores and scores of calls that have come in to tell us about people who have benefited from listening to Catholic Answers. Let me play just one of those for you now. This is Adam from Maryland called us one day.
First off, thank you guys for your show. I'm 16 years old, and because of you guys, I've come back to my Catholic faith.
Oh, God bless.
Literally, all my friends are Protestant.
So that's what we hear about the young people coming into the Catholic Church. I'll tell you what, a lot of those young people, they've had questions and they've called, they've spoken with Jimmy. You know, they've had an opportunity to maybe talk with one of our other apologists. And it makes a huge difference. Often what we're doing here is overcoming an obstacle, something that's in the way. And someone like Jimmy is able to help them overcome that obstacle, to help them see maybe the church doesn't teach what they thought the church teaches, or maybe they need an explanation of the church teaching. If the harvest is plentiful right now of young people who are interested in religion, interested in spirituality, interested in God, let's give them the full truth. We need your help to do that right now. 888-291-8000. All right, let's get Jimmy another call. Let's do that. Let's do a little work, and then we'll come back and let you know about the calls and where we are in a few minutes. Let's start with Lucas in Westchester, New York. Watching on YouTube, we're glad you're here, Lucas. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello.
Hi, Lucas.
My father wanted me to ask this question, and it's about Matthew 24:36, which says, "But about that day or hour, no one knows, but not the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." And my question is just asking, how does Jesus not know when he's coming again if he is God? How come only God the Father knows?
Okay, so first of all, let's clarify exactly what's being discussed here. It's not actually the second coming. You often hear people refer this passage to the second coming, but a careful study of the context indicates that's not what Jesus is talking about here. The way we can show that is this passage is paralleled in Mark. Now, the section in both Matthew and Mark that this passage is contained in is called the Olivet Discourse. It's a speech Jesus gave on the Mount of Olives, and it is a prophecy, but it's not a prophecy of the second coming. And you can show that by looking at the beginning of the passage in Mark in particular. Jesus and his disciples have just come out of the temple. They're going, wow, what an impressive temple. And Jesus says, you see all these stones? Not one of them is going to be left on top of another. This temple is going to get torn down. And so then they go to the Mount of Olives, which is across from the temple, and they say, hey, we need some closure on that. Can you tell us more? When is this going to happen, and what's going to be the sign that it's about to happen? And then Jesus gives his big speech, the Olivet Discourse. Well, okay, that speech is not about the second coming. It's about the destruction of the temple, which happened in AD 70. Specifically, it happened in August of AD 70. And towards the end of the Olivet Discourse in Mark, Jesus says nobody knows when this is going to happen. He does give signs for it happening, but he says no one knows exactly when. Only the Father knows that, not the angels, not the Son, not anybody else. And when we read the same thing in Matthew, we know that he is here talking about the destruction of the temple. Matthew goes on to give additional material not in Mark that does deal with the second coming. But this part of the Olivet Discourse deals with the destruction of the temple. So that's what Jesus is actually saying. Now let's address the question of why would he say this? Well, there are different opinions on this. One of the most common opinions historically has been that Jesus is using what's called a mental reservation. And when he says, not even the Son knows this, it just means I'm not going to tell you. It's kind of like when someone back in the day, if someone would come over unexpectedly before we had cell phones and say, hey, I want to see Mary. Their parents might say, Mary's not at home. And what they could mean was Mary's not at home for you, not that she's not literally home. And so this kind of, that's a mental reservation. And so the idea is that's what Jesus was doing by saying, not even the Son knows. He means not even the Son knows in a way I can tell you about. So that's a common historical opinion. These days, the Catholic Church has gone in, that you'd find that opinion, for example, among various theologians. These days, though, the Catholic Church itself has taken a bit of a different tack. It has said that in his divine knowledge, of course, Jesus knows everything. But in addition to his divine knowledge, he has a human knowledge that contains what he was sent to reveal. And in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, it says he didn't have this information in his human knowledge because he wasn't sent to reveal it. So he knew it in his divine knowledge, but not his human knowledge according to the Catechism.
Thanks, Lucas. Right back with more Jimmy Akin on Catholic Answers Live.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Jimmy Akin, our guest. It's Ask Me Anything with Jimmy. Let me give that number out again because we've been giving out different numbers, and I want to make sure that if you have a question for Jimmy, we'd like you to get straight into this studio, and we'll try to get you the best answer we possibly can. That number is 888-318-7884. You dial that now, we'll get you on as quick as we can. 888-318-7884. The confusion is that we also have another number we're giving out this hour. Five folks are on the line right now. Nine lines are open, so 14 of our colleagues are just taking calls right now. And right now we've got a huge match, $25,000 for this hour. We've used up about 5,000. Let's call it 5,000 that we've used up. So we've got 20,000 to use in a half hour. That's a lot to use up in the next half hour, but it's a great opportunity for you. Maybe you could give $500. Any gift $500 or more is being double matched right now. So if you give $500, it's $1,500 to us. If you give $1,000, it's $3,000 to us. And you could even do $5,000 right now because we've got the matching funds, and that would become $15,000 for us because we have two separate donors matching donations of $500 or more today. Anybody who gives in any amount, it's going to be 100% match. So we've got several people who really came through and tried to help us out in the last, and really did help us out a great deal in the last half hour or so with $50 gifts, $100 gifts, $120 gifts. All of those are matched 100%. Just pick up the phone right now, please, and help us use up this $20,000 we've got left for the hour. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. As I said, Jimmy Akin, our guest, we've got lots of questions coming up. Jimmy, we've still got quite a long way to go, though, as far as fundraising this hour.
We do, and I think that makes this a good time to begin reiterating the biblical principles behind giving, because giving is not just something we do because we feel good or because we, you know, we want to feel nice. It's something we do in part because God wants us to do good in the world, and He wants His work of preaching His word to continue in the world. And that is what we do here on Catholic Answers. We give out information from the Bible, from the church fathers, from the church itself. We communicate God's word to people. And that's important because as Moses himself said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Well, that's what we're doing here. We're preaching God's word. We are helping people all over the world, here in America and elsewhere. We're helping Catholics. We're helping, you know, even firm Catholics. We're helping educate them about their faith. We take all kinds of questions, sometimes on very detailed, obscure topics, and we help people out. We help people who are in situations where they really need help. Their faith may be shaking, or they may have a pressing moral question, an issue that they're dealing with. They may have a pressing family question. They may have a pressing work question. And we help people with all of those. We also help non-Catholics. We help former Catholics and help them get reconciled with the church. We help people who were raised in other faith traditions. I get people contacting me all the time saying, you know, I was a Protestant, but now I'm becoming Catholic, or I was an atheist, and now I'm becoming Catholic. I have people who see the value in the work that aren't even Catholic yet. Just today, I got a letter from a gentleman in Tennessee who says, I'm a Protestant, but I really appreciate your work. I see the value in the work that you're doing. I see the way you treat other people. And he was very kind in what he said towards me, but that's an example of someone who's not even Catholic, who sees value in what we're doing. Well, if you see value in something, then you need to help keep it going. And we do need your help to keep Catholic Answers going. And there are biblical passages that deal with the principles of giving to God's work, because this is not a new phenomenon. This is something the Catholic Church has been around for 2,000 years. So ministry has always faced this challenge, and St. Paul, a number of times in his letters, discusses it. For example, in 2 Corinthians, St. Paul was at the point of taking up a collection to help the saints in Jerusalem, and he wanted the Corinthians to understand the principles that underlie giving, and he tells them to be ready to contribute to this collection. And he says in 2 Corinthians 9, beginning at verse 6, he says, the point is this. So whenever someone says, this is the point, you know what you're about to read is important. So here's the important bit. He says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now, he's using a metaphor here. Sowing in this context is giving to the collection that Paul has taken up. He says, if you sow sparingly, if you just give a little bit, then you're going to reap sparingly. What does reaping signify in this context? If you're given to Paul in this situation, Sykelet, who's going to be given to you?
Well, God.
God, right. You're going to reap from God. And so Paul is saying, if you sow sparingly, if you donate just a little bit, you'll get a little bit of benefit from God, but only a little. On the other hand, if you sow bountifully, if you really, to the best of your ability, financially support God's work, then God will reward you bountifully. You'll get a lot of benefit from God, either in this life or in the life to come. And in fact, Paul does make it clear that we will receive rewards in the next life for giving in this life. And since the next life is eternal, that means what you do now will have eternal rewards. You will be able to enjoy those rewards for all eternity based on what you do now. And so that's why it's important to pick up the phone, 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. I can see we've got 13 of our colleagues standing by waiting to take your call right now. Please do give us a call. We are trying to use up that matching money for this hour. We've got a very considerable way to go. We're more than halfway through the hour. We are not yet halfway to the matching goal. So we are definitely behind today, and we do need to hear from you. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
Can you make one of those larger gifts to help? I tell you what, I'm looking at the gifts coming in, and those who are able to make smaller and medium-sized gifts, thank you so much coming through for us. If we can supplement that with some folks who can do those $1,000, maybe $2,000 gifts, maybe a $500 gift. Remember, all of those are matched twice right now by other donors. Perfect time to help us out, 888-291-8000. And back to the phones we will go. Let's go to Andrew in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, watching on YouTube. Glad to have you, Andrew. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy.
Hello, Cyril. Hello, Jimmy. Can you guys hear me?
Very well, Andrew.
All right, great. So I'll go ahead and get right to my question. Excuse me. So I was looking up the history of the Rosary, and you basically know it was revealed by the Virgin Mary to Saint Dominic, and it's been said that the Rosary is a tool that he used to defeat the Cathars. And I was basically wondering, how exactly was that?
Well, there are a lot of stories that people tell about the Rosary, and and some of the stories, frankly, are legendary. And this happens to be one of them, the idea that that the Virgin Mary revealed the Rosary to Saint Dominic. Saint Dominic, of course, founded the Dominican Order, the Order of Preachers, and the Rosary is very important in the Dominican Order and was from the beginning. But it does not appear that, based on the evidence we have, that the Virgin Mary actually appeared to Saint Dominic himself to reveal it. That's a legend that was apparently created by a later Dominican after Saint Dominic's time. The Dominican Order was, though, very influential in combating the Cathar heresy in France. The Cathars were a group that they had a lot of really strange beliefs. They were basically a lot like the Gnostics had been. The Gnostics were a group of sort of semi-Christian heretics that had been around in between the second and the fourth centuries, and the Cathars were a revival sort of the same ideas. They had radically unchristian beliefs. You can look them up for more information. But the Dominicans were involved in combating the Cathar heresy, and they ultimately were successful. In terms of how that happened, it was something that took a number of different forms. Of course, were known as the Order of Preachers, and the preaching they did and the apologetics they did in showing the errors of Cathar beliefs were found convincing by many people. This was also the High Middle Ages, and so, you know, the state also was using its influence, if I can put it that way, in the situation. It's hard to boil down a historical period into a simple answer of the type that I can give on the radio, but those are the central elements of what I would point to. And if you look at any history of the Cathars or the Dominican Order, you'll be able to find more information on it.
And I will say thank you very much for that call and for that question. We're going to take a quick break. Perfect time for you to call. It's a very quick break, but perfect time for you to call. If we've got 5 lines open, 9 calls on right now, so things have picked up a bit. Thank you very much. As I've been saying, as Jimmy's been saying as well, I think we do need some folks with those larger sums to come in now. Could you pick up the phone and maybe do $500, maybe do $1,000? Maybe you are one of those people who can do $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. We've got $25,000 in match money to use up this hour. 888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live.
In Morse code, the sequence SOS is a distress call. It's been said that it stands for Save Our Souls. Well, right now our world is in big trouble, and we're putting out an SOS call for help. Will you answer that call? St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, has hundreds of teams who share the good news with souls who don't know Jesus. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization. Visit streetevangelization.com to get involved.
Welcome back. Catholic Answers Live. Still more than $15,000 to use up this hour, but more than 15 minutes left in the hour. So if some folks will call who can make those larger, I have to say, when I say make those larger donations, that is not to denigrate those who have been calling, because quite a few mid-level and smaller donations, we're very, very grateful for those. Lots of people have picked up the phone and called. But if we're going to use up our $15,000 match before the top of this hour, $15,000 that's left out of a $25,000 match, we do need some folks who can make those larger pledges. Could you help us out right now? 888-291-8000. It's a very strange time out there. You know, I do think we went through some years there where there was real combativeness, even about the existence of God. And it we've seen a decrease in that, not an elimination of that, but an increase in what I would say are sincere questions. People who are at least open, make the case to me for God. Make the case to me for the person of Jesus Christ. Make the case to me for the sacraments of the Catholic Church and for the teachings of the Catholic Church. And that's what we try to do here. And we've got some wonderful apologists, some of the best apologists in the world, I'd venture to say, who can do that, who can make the case in a way that folks hear it and obstacles are removed, or they're able to hear the invitation in their own heart to come to Jesus, to come to the Catholic Church. We're asking for your help to continue to stay on the air for the next 3 months and continue to do that. We've been asking for 30 years each 3 months, and thus far, you've always come through for us, so we will count on you to do that right now. 7 calls on, 8 lines open, so 15 of our colleagues, and 8 of them are just waiting for a call right now. So whatever the amount, if you pick up that line and call in, you're not occupying a phone line that someone else needs. There's plenty of lines open, 888-291-8000.
And we have some updates. I want to say thank you to a number of individuals, Carolyn from Boise, Idaho, and Rosemary from Cleveland, Ohio, Mary from Missouri City, Texas, and William from Gulfport, Mississippi. Each one of those people has just given $500, which means that it will become for us $1,500 after the matches, but we still need to get to those matches, to those match levels. Our goal for this hour has been $25,000, and of that $25,000, we've used about $9,000. So we're not yet halfway there, and we are three quarters of the way through the hour. We really do need to hear from you. One of the things I've been noticing is thus far today, we've received a number of people. Now, a lot of people are helping us at other levels, which is great and very much needed. In terms of the higher level gifts, though, we've seen a number of people giving us $500, which is very good and very welcome. But we haven't seen the kinds of gifts that we need to actually make our $25,000 match for this hour. We do need to see gifts of $1,000 or $2,500 or $5,000 or even $10,000. And there are people who can give that who are out there. So if you're one of those people, by all means, please contact us now. 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
You can also go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can text the word Catholic to 24365. It all goes to the same place. We have this match to use up. Any donation given now in any of those modes is going to go towards using up that $25,000 match. If we reach that $25,000 level, we've got folks who are going to write checks and match it for us. So your help needed right now. Again, 888-291-8000. We've come close to filling up the phones. Haven't quite done it yet. Seven lines open right now. 888-291-8000.
And Cy Kellett, when we're asking for gifts, we also want to remind people of the thank yous that we want to send people. Yeah. Can you tell us about those once again?
I'd be happy to, Jimmy. Again, if you can come in, if you can become a monthly donor at the $20 a month level or higher, you're a member, you become a member of the Catholic Answers Defenders. That's our monthly giving society. We rely on that monthly giving society, probably more than I could tell you right now. But what do you get? Well, we'll send you the t-shirt, the Defenders t-shirt. We'll send you a car magnet and some other things, including discounts at shop.catholic.com. And then you'll get content that will keep you in contact with Catholic Answers over the course of the month. Each month, several times a month, you'll get information that might be helpful to you, updates on what's going on, and also materials that you can use to grow as an apologist. Maybe you're a one-time, maybe you're already a defender, or maybe you'd just like to do a one-time gift. If you can do $50 in just a one-time gift right now, we'd like to send you Salvation is from the Catholic Church, How Christ Uses the Church to Bring Us to Him. We'll send you that brand new book from Trent Horn, and your $50 will be matched dollar for dollar. Now, what if you can do? We've been asking for some of those $500, those $1,000, maybe those $2,000 gifts or more. If we're going to use up this match money, we're going to need some of those. Well, we've got two matches. So you'll be a $500 gift becomes $1,500 to us. We'll send you the Trent Horn book, Salvation is from the Catholic Church. We'll add in Dr. Carla Broussard's latest book, Baptism Now Saves You, How Water and Spirit Give Eternal Life. So it's like a little salvation pack, two salvation books for you. That's at $500 right now. And again, $500 or more, that money is tripled to us at the moment because we've got lots of match money left to use up. 888-291-8000. I noticed that more of our colleagues have gotten on the phone lines. They're ready to take your calls. 888-291-8000. I feel like we've got time to do another question if you'd like, Jimmy.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
All right. Let's go to LaDonna in Knoxville, Tennessee, listening to EWTN on Channel 130, Sirius XM Satellite Radio. LaDonna, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Jimmy. Right into the phone, LaDonna.
I was raised Catholic. I'm sorry?
Just speak right into the phone. We're having a little trouble hearing you.
And if you're using speakerphone, okay. Take us off speaker.
I was wondering, I was raised Catholic, I know my faith and everything, but it occurred to me the other day that I didn't know why all the Gospels basically tell the same story, but they have individual different details about it, and I don't know why that is. And why do we have the four Gospels when they all basically say the same thing with a few questions, I mean, a few details here and there?
All right, Jimmy?
Yeah, okay. Well, LaDonna, you live in Tennessee, and Tennessee was a border state during the American Civil War. And one of the major figures in the American Civil War was President Abraham Lincoln. And people have written a lot of different biographies of President Lincoln. Now, they all tell the same kind of story. He was actually born in Kentucky, the state just to the north of Tennessee. And he died when he was shot by John Wilkes Booth in Washington, D.C. And he had a career that connected those two points. But he's a really important person. And lots of biographies have been written about him. And those biographies all tell basically the same story. They all start with him being born in Kentucky. They all end with him dying in Washington, D.C. Why do you suppose people keep writing biographies about Abraham Lincoln? Any idea?
Well, because he was so important and pivotal to the
American history
and whatnot. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so no one biography says everything there is to say about Abraham Lincoln. Would you agree?
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
But what I guess I don't know is if they were all traveling together with Jesus, why do some say, oh, it was a charcoal fire, or, oh, he lit a fire, you know? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yep. Let me finish my first point, and then I'll address the second. So you agree that people, no one biography of Lincoln says everything about Lincoln. So people have written many because of how important he is. But you would also agree that Jesus is more important than Lincoln, would you?
Of course.
Of course. So you would expect people to write more biographies than just one about Jesus. And that means that they're going to say different things. They're going to tell the same basic story of Jesus's life, but they're going to include different incidents. And even when they include some of the same incidents, they're going to mention different things in order to bring out the significance of those things. And so we see the same principles operating in the four Gospels, which are biographies of Jesus, that we see operating in other biographies of famous people that have been written in history. Sometimes, you know, they all tell the same basic story, but no one biography can contain everything that's important about a person, especially not in the ancient worlds when books had to be really, really short. And so, because you had to fit them on scrolls. So that is the basic principle. I'd love to explore it more with you, but I'm afraid that we're heading up to the hard break for this hour. And I know we need to remind people of how they can support Catholic Answers Live. So I'll have to leave it there for now. But feel free to call back on a future show, and you and I can talk some more about this.
Thank you so much for the call. As Jimmy said, we've got to finish up our fundraising for this hour, and I'll tell you where we are right now. We're about 11,000. Let's call it 11,000 away from meeting our match. So 7 minutes till the top of the hour. Can we do $11,000 in 7 minutes? I'll tell you what, I have seen it happen before, but we are going to need some of those folks. And you know what, Jimmy, you asked for some $1,000 gifts, and two people, William in Wyoming and Shane in Nebraska, both came through for you. A few more like that, and we'll be very close to meeting our match. 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. Any gift $500 or more is going to be matched twice, and we've got 6 minutes to the top of the hour to use up the full match. So a little more than $10,000 left. 888-291-8000.
And what that means, since we're so close to the top of the hour, is we're not, unfortunately, going to be able to take another question this hour. We will take more next hour. But that means this is an ideal time for you to call, because you're not going to miss anything. So we have seven fellow employees, eight now. One of them just got done with a phone call. We've got eight of our fellow employees waiting to take your call. Please do help us out by giving them a call. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You know, Sykelet, periodically over the years, we have done estimates of how many people support us from each radio station.
Right.
And it's not that many. So if you're one of our longtime listeners and you aren't supporting us or haven't supported us in a while, or could help us out even more, now is the time to call. You can hear that music. The number is 888-291-8000. Once again, 888-291-8000.
I just saw a larger gift come in. I got to confirm that, but we're getting closer. We can meet this match if folks will call and help right now. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, text the word Catholic to 24365, or give us a call. We've got lines open. You're not taking someone else's line. 888-291-8000. We'll report back in a minute. 888-291-8000.